It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So how are you staying young every day?
How am I staying young every day?
Yeah. What do you do every day that kind of puts you, you know, keeps you young, keeps you feeling like you could live to be 100?
Well, I take, I drink a vitamin shake.
Vitamin shake.
I stay up on my vitamins.
Sure, vitamins, yeah. That's good for the health.
To do exercise.
Yeah, I exercise. Yeah, I run. I try to eat okay, I guess.
Oh, I take
a multivitamin, that sort of thing, you know. So this woman named Helen in Alabama, they're celebrating her because she just turned 108. And, you know, she says,
I'll be here when I'm 110.
Yeah, I'll be here when I'm 110.
I believe her.
So how does she credit her longevity? What does she do? And I love how every time someone achieves the century mark, you know, everybody's like, hey, how'd you do it?
Right.
Like, what'd you do? And, you know.
And they always have sassy advice.
I mean, so some of them do. Others are like, hey, you know, I make sure I get enough sleep and I drink plenty of water. But yes, like you said, I always enjoy when they give advice that's a little on the,
unconventional side.
Yeah. So this is what Helen said.
Helen says she stays young by drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches.
Okay.
Men with mustaches, not just flirting with men.
Yep.
Mustaches.
It's the men with mustaches that get her going, that make her heart flutter.
Sassy.
That keeps her young by making her, I don't know.
Keeping the juices flowing.
Think of things that may be inappropriate at her age.
That
who knows?
Adrenaline rush of the butterflies. That's
so
great.
So, yeah. So
flirting with men with mustaches.
Maybe that's something that you should consider, you know, as drinking wine, eating dessert, flirting with men with mustaches.
Flirting with men with mustaches.
The three keys to longevity, according to...
I don't know if that's going to work so well for me.
Helen on 99.7 DJX.
I don't know.
Well, you don't know unless you try.
I guess.
I wonder if she means mustache only, like the Benson Boones of the world. Or,
see, that's not my favorite look.
Or if she's talking about anybody who has like a beard with a mustache or something like that.
Better.
I don't know.
But I prefer a clean-shaven face.
Right. Well, You're not going to live to be 108, according to Helen.
I guess not.
Getting excited for maybe a summer vacation that you may be taking. We've got an opportunity for you to maybe get that for free when you win one of 20 deluxe travel packages.
Yeah, you pick. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, trip in America, anywhere in the United States there. Places like Miami, places like out west, Colorado, Telluride. Montana, if that's your jam, Las Vegas, Los Angeles. You could even go to Hawaii if you've never been.
Something to fit like any desire.
Yeah, if you want
to
do the Outer Banks, there's a deluxe VIP package for that, which Outer Banks is absolutely beautiful. Never been?
Nope.
It's probably been it's been a long time since I've been to the Outer Banks, but random story about like it being a small world. So we used to vacation in the Outer Banks. My dad used to take us to the Outer Banks every year when I was in high school. And I was in an arcade and I saw a girl who I went to high school with in this arcade at the Outer Banks.
That's random.
So random. And, you know.
Did you talk to her?
I mean, yes. I just said, hey. She was like, hey. And then we were like,
weird meeting you, seeing
you
here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we were like friendly with each other in high school, but not really in the same sort of clique or whatever. And so, but that was it. But yeah, such a random, like running into someone hundreds and hundreds of miles away that you know. Has that ever happened to you?
In Destin, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Destin.
And at Disney World.
I was going to say, Destin is kind of a Louisville place.
Yes.
So you could probably, chances of running into someone from Louisville and Destin are probably greater than maybe other places.
At Chicago, somebody said, hey, Kelly Kay in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then standing
so
in line at the, it was like the Snow White ride, I think. Were you riding the roller coaster through the mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were standing in line behind some people from Louisville. Like,
yeah,
I
remember. I guess it happened to me again in Washington, D.C. We were there for...
That's not a place you expect to be recognized.
No. We were there for an Irish dance thing, and mm-hmm. someone recognized the dance bag first that said, like, Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, wait. And they kind of put everything together. And so, anyways.
That's fun.
Hopefully you can have one of those moments, Trippin' America, happening right now. And you can't win if you don't get in to win. WDJX.com, which is pretty cool. Sometimes there's those chance encounters with someone you're interested in, and it fails to turn into something more.
So what else do you do? But you go to mom's basement, you do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internets, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Bow chicka chihuahua.
Bow chicka chihuahua?
Man for woman.
I like that.
I think
it's
that's
cute
right.
already. Right. I'm in.
I was the one who found your blind chihuahua taking a little poopsie on my begonias in the back patio of the Palm Garden Retirement Complex.
Oh, we're at the retirement home. Okay. That explains the voice. All right, Pat Paul, let's go.
After a few calls to neighbors, you came to collect your prize. And you walked away with two.
Oh.
Your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And a party bag of your pooch's misgivings. Honestly, I was thought he was going to say his heart or something.
Exactly, yeah, right. I thought he was going to say my heart.
Thought that's where he was going with it. Nope. Our interaction was brief, I'll admit.
Yeah.
But I believe you noticed the canister of pepper spray in my hand.
Oh!
Just in case our conversation didn't go right.
Oh, wow! All right.
After our tete-a-tete, I invited you inside for some country crackers and some spiked lemonade.
Wow. Partying at the retirement home.
You declined.
Oh, dang it.
So I took off my shirt and said, how about now?
Oh!
You coyly pretended to not hear me. But you did look me up and down with your one good eye. Hubba, hubba.
One good eye? Oh, wow.
After that, you proceeded to walk out my back gate. That's when I stopped you and said, hold on. Be careful. There's a trap door right in front of you.
Oh, wow.
And the only way out is through my bedroom.
Bold move, sir.
Sadly, you kept walking.
Mm.
It's unfortunate because that line worked about 90% of the time back in the 80s. I swear it did. Tomorrow, let's try again because there's not a lot going on here anyway.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be around. Yeah, I'm free. If you want to come back, just hang around.
Bring your baby chihuahua.
Sounds like you had quite the game back in the 80s.
Right?
Wow.
Craigslist missed connections.
Woman for man.
Okay.
I think we're staying in the senior lane.
All right.
I got splashed and then I splashed.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'll admit. My little old
Is
lady
that your
voice.
Granny voice?
Yes. All right. I never learned how to swim, even though I'm in my 70s.
Oh, no.
But my family dragged me to the water park last Saturday, and I'm glad they did.
Oh.
Because otherwise I wouldn't have met you.
Oh.
You were their lifeguard over by the wave pool.
Okay.
Has anybody ever told you you looked like a silver-haired Chris Hemsworth?
Okay.
Thor.
Thor.
All right, we got an older Thor-looking lifeguard.
I like that.
I could be off in my comparison because my astigmatism was acting up that day.
Could have been close.
I was wearing my prescription trifocals.
Wow.
Wow. I wanted to talk to you, but I was nervous. So I offered you some of my famous egg salad sandwich.
At the pool?
Yep. Let's hope it was in a
refrigerated cooler.
Exactly. The secret is leaving the eggs out of the refrigerator for at least 10 days. So the flavor really comes out.
My gosh.
Maybe these are like the farm eggs, like straight from the chicken.
Yeah, you don't have to refrigerate those.
Exactly,
right.
It's probably that.
Let's assume that, yeah.
Okay, I sat next to you, and we shared a laugh while pointing at each other's mayonnaise-covered mouth.
Ew.
So you took her up on it.
you ate it.
I think at one point, I'm pretty sure I saw you staring at my backside in my pink one piece.
Oh.
Don't worry. There's plenty more where that came from.
What does that mean?
I feel like such an oopsie girl because I got your number. My grandnephew lost it by the lockers.
Oh, that dumb kid.
I know he's only 6, but I have a feeling he's probably not going to college.
Jeez.
So if you see this message, give me your number on here and I'll send you my address so you can cannonball over and see what else I have for you at my home.
Oh, my.
More egg salad sandwich, probably.
We got a couple elder baddies here on Missed Connections.
They need love, too.
Look, whether you are looking for that one-eyed hottie who's Chihuahua left a baby poopsie on your begonia. Or the Chris Hemsworth looking lifeguard.
Yeah, he sounds hot.
Yeah, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, I hope they find each other.
Love at any age.
Yes.
It's possible on 99.7 EJX. All right, time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for you very low so you can achieve this without doing so much. Remember this famous scene from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ferris and Cameron and Sloan, that trio, they're in downtown Chicago after borrowing Cameron's father's Ferrari.
Yeah, they take it for a little ride.
And they take it to a valet.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen, I want you to take extra special care of this vehicle. Okay?
Hey, no problem.
Great.
Trust me. Sir.
He's like, trust me.
Come on.
Yep.
Come.
Yeah, and then reluctantly, Cameron gets out of the car.
Relax.
Oh, boy.
Come on. You fellas have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and so he's like, nothing to worry about.
Nope.
And then the very next scene.
I'm a professional.
He drives off.
Quickly.
And then
see what a Finsky can do to a guy's attitude?
His friend jumps in the car in the background.
Joyride was
and
that.
Yes. And the valets take the Ferrari on a joyride.
OMG.
Around Chicago. I bring up this epic scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off because this is a part of our setting the bar story.
Oh my gosh.
If you can manage to make it through the day without recreating that very scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and take a rare sports car out for a joyride when you're trying to be fixing it, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing somewhere the story goes heinously sideways.
So this is in Connecticut. The owner of this rare 2018 Chevy Camaro only has 989 miles on it.
Ooh.
Very rare. Took it to a dealership for some kind of service, right? Gave explicit instructions that the car was not to leave the lot, you know? This car is here for service and service only. That's it. That didn't happen.
Oh, no.
So the service advisor.
No, no.
And another employee.
The service advisor? That sounds like a boss title.
Yeah, they recreated Ferris Bueller's Day Off scene.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Floored this rare Camaro at about 90 miles an hour. Lost control.
Oh, gosh, if you're not, you know, used to handling a car like that with that kind of power.
Crashed it into a guardrail. So now the car had been appraised at about $100,000.
Oh,
$1,000, right? It was a complete loss. The driver of the Camaro was, I'm not sure if it was the service advisor or the other employee who was driving it at the time.
But it was totaled.
Yeah, but they got ticketed for the car. However, the dealership that they work for much bigger trouble because the guy is now, filing a lawsuit.
Gigantic lawsuit.
No word on the damages, but safe to say it's probably going to be worth more than $100,000.
Oh, they called Tom Dunlop!
Tom Dunlop,
you had this rare sports car, and they took it out for a joyride. They ran it into a guardrail and towed it.
He wrecked it!
But it's okay!
I'm calling Tom Dunlop!
You're about to get paid! Oh my God.
Yeah, so when life imitates art.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That is your setting the bar story.
That is not professional.
No, it's not professional. Had they been professional and just fixed the dude's car, we wouldn't even have a story. Wouldn't be here. No. Nope. All right. That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX. Sabrina Carpenter has an interesting connection to Bart Simpson from The Simpsons. It's 99.70 JX. We kind of discovered this yesterday, thanks to voice actor Nancy Cartwright answering a listener's question on TikTok.
Is Sabrina Carpenter your niece?
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that amazing when you find out that somebody that maybe you've known me for a little while, doing this little 10-year-old boy for like 35-some years, and some of you guys for like way less than that, find out that I'm related to this like superstar. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so...
That's awesome.
I know. Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson for over 35 years, the aunt to Sabrina Carpenter, which is new to us, but apparently this little fact was revealed about 3 years ago on radio in England.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just
that
kind of...
That just didn't filter over
back then. Yeah, I guess it just didn't filter over. Or you know, I honestly, like, Sabrina Carpenter 3 years ago wasn't Sabrina Carpenter 2024.
Not
so,
the pop star, you know.
Yes.
She's been out there, though, grinding on, like, you know,
for
kids'
sure.
sitcoms and stuff like that for a while.
All right, so we've got a... text message from a listener, Samantha. She texted simply, "Hey guys, help settle an argument between me and my friends."
Oh boy.
"The opposite of up is down. The opposite of hot is cold. But what is the opposite of water? It's been driving us crazy. LOL.
Well, the opposite of wet is dry.
Anyway, thank you and we love your show."
Right? I mean, water is wet.
Ice? Would that be the opposite of water?
I guess it's a solid.
Ice?
Liquid solid?
Would.
Because water's like an object.
Well, sure.
And the other words were not objects. They're descriptions.
Yeah, but they're opposite. They're opposites.
Yes, exactly.
They're opposites. So what's the opposite of water?
Well, I don't know if an actual thing has an opposite.
Hmm.
But now you can say that the quality of water is wet. The opposite's dry.
Okay.
Or it's a liquid,
liquid,
so a solid.
Solid could be
would be the opposite.
So like water, the opposite of water could be ice. The opposite of water could be...
I would say ice would be the closest answer.
Dirt?
No, not dirt.
Land?
No.
Opposite of water is land?
No.
No?
Why so.
Wouldn't that be it?
I think because you're talking about the form of water, I think the opposite would be ice.
Well, that's still water, though. So
sure.
The opposite of actually water.
The form of it's different, though.
Yeah, but the actual opposite of water, wouldn't that be something solid, like land?
Well, but then they would just be solid. I don't think you can narrow it down to, like, dirt or land.
Amber from down the street texts in, says steam. The opposite of water is steam. That's a form of water.
That's another form.
That's another form of water. So that would be just as correct, I guess, if we're accepting ice as
exactly.
the opposite of water.
Exactly.
Steam would be the opposite of water.
Right.
Sassy Matt says air. I guess then that is also another form of water. Am I right?
Well, yes. I mean, steam evaporates into the air.
Into the air?
I don't know if you can call it, because water technically is like an object.
I'm going to say, I'm saying land.
That's the hill you're dying on?
Maybe I can be convinced to get off the hill.
Okay.
But right now I'm thinking, in my mind, if water is... liquid, what would be liquid water?
A solid liquid?
You know, it's everything is like land, water, like
no,
land,
I'm,
water,
I
land,
am
water.
Way more on board with your ice answer than your land answer.
Well, you haven't even given me an answer.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. You can't.
Lisa says
fire. If I'm looking
fire.
At water as an object.
Man, Lisa and Missy and several other people are texting and saying fire could be the opposite of water. Someone else says lava.
Yeah, no, I don't think. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor agrees with you. Land. But see, look at it, where's the water coming out of? If it's coming out of your faucet, is land the opposite of that?
What? Exactly. It's an opposite.
Are you just talking about the ocean or a lake? Like if you're considering the source of where the water is coming from.
Why do these questions have to be so hard? And
she said
it caused division amongst my friends. So Look at us.
Well, I need to know like what their answers were. What answers did they come up with in their friend group? What did anybody Google it? Let's see what Google says.
I think someone had texted us a
of water.
Someone had texted us a screenshot that they got.
The noun, the opposite's land, is what, according to Google, Oxford Languages, that's their answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they went with the, I guess, solid versus liquid sort of argument.
Now, see, there's a Reddit thread. Is water or ice the opposite of fire?
Okay. Jasmine texts in and says the opposite of water on the elemental scale is air. Thanks.
Now then, there's another
Jasmine.
Forum.
We don't know what your credentials are, so you can't just roll in here acting like you know everything.
We don't have credentials like we're going to be able to be the definitive answer.
True, but opposite we don't know Jasmine's water, credentials either.
There's another forum. Opposite of water is not fire or earth; it's oil.
Ooh,
they don't mix.
No, they don't. Well, neither does land and water.
Yeah. I don't
Interesting.
Know. This is a really...
Jared texts in, y'all are making my brain hurt.
I know, it's a dumb debate. It's a really dumb debate. Like, why do we need to know?
Why do we need... Well,
water's wet.
Blame Samantha.
Pick something that's dry. That's the opposite.
Samantha messaged and said her mind went to ice. Her friends all said everything from sand to milk. Milk. The
wow.
opposite of water is milk.
I don't think that's the right answer. Although Karen's rolling in, Siri's answer is land. So you got Google and Siri on your side with land.
All right. I mean, like I said, not necessarily the hill I'm going to die on, but
if we're talking body of water, I'm a little bit better with that. But if you're water can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it takes the form of whatever container
like
it's
ice
in.
Is a better answer, no matter where you're getting the water, because it's solid.
Nah, my brain can't go there.
Water is liquid.
My brain can't go. I'm going to say no.
Leanne's invested.
I know.
That's all she says.
All right. I don't know if we're going to.
Invested. There's not a definitive answer.
Can we get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the phone and settle this?
Ken just says, I love Ben and Kelly's Science Corner.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
How is this a Science Corner? We're not learning anything.
And
we're just arguing.
See, Brittany's rolling in with some science. Ben, water and land most certainly do mix. It's mud. That is a true statement. Fire and water do not mix.
Brittany, la, 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 la. We're going through a tunnel. Can't lose this number, Brittany.
There's so many holes in your theory.
Oh, shoot. All right. Anyways,
There's
I don't know.
There's holes in all these theories.
I don't know if we're going to actually get an answer. And thanks, Samantha, for coming in with such a bold statement.
I can find an opposite of the quality of water, being wet, dry.
Okay.
End of story. That's kind
but
of
water itself.
See, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We're just going to go round and just keep mowing the same grass here.
I know.
Yeah. So
and it's frustrating any way you mow it.
You were mowing it wrong. All right. Thank you, Samantha, for dividing this show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the anger this time in the morning.
It's 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lauren, in quotes, says my friend's hubby and mine were out of town on business. So we decided to do a girls' night out. We all got sitters. Dinner was a blast. Then we went to a club.
Mm-hmm.
We were bombarded by guys.
Oh.
Although we're all married and faithful, the attention felt kind of great.
Sure.
However, one of my closest friends spent the night talking and dancing with one guy in particular.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time to go, I couldn't find her. I did get a text. Go ahead home without me. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
The next day she called and admitted She cheated on her husband.
Ooh.
I was so disgusted, and I told her so. They had been having problems for a while, but that doesn't justify what she did.
Mm-hmm.
We argued for a few minutes, then I hung up on her.
Mm.
She's reached out over and over trying to apologize, but I haven't responded.
Mm.
I hate what she did to her husband. He's a great guy.
Mm.
And now that I know what she did, I feel like I have to keep this secret now.
Oh, yeah.
She's been a great friend up until this point. So what do I do with this?
Well, that's tough because the burden of the secret now is on you.
Exactly.
And that...
She's pretty angry about that. It's clear.
Yeah. And we've talked about similar situations on the show, and it's like, all right, and every single time we do, the question of, would you want to know if your partner cheated?
Sure.
So do you say anything to the husband?
Well... Yeah, I don't think that we ever say, yeah, go directly to the husband and mm-hmm. spill the beans. Yeah, I think you first put pressure on your besties. You got to come clean.
Well, I think you got to give it time, too, because right now you're pretty fired up and, you know, you want to make sure you're thinking with a rational head about things.
Yeah, there's not a lot because it's not affecting, though.
I know, but it's not affecting you personally, like, it's not...
The guilt of knowing is probably... I guess
the guilt, yes, you're right.
For
sure,
she knows that her husband's a good guy and doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's eating her alive. And I'm sure the disappointment of now realizing that her best friend is capable
of
doing something like that.
Yeah, and she didn't get into this, but, you know, I don't know if the best friend... used to be wild in college or back, you know, when they were younger or whatever. It doesn't excuse any of that.
Exactly. I was going to say, regardless, it shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Sean messaged and said, good luck. This is a no-win situation. I've been there, and there's no way that this ends without the friendship ending.
Oh, wow.
Sorry she put you through this.
Yikes. Yeah, Tish said if she's not going to continue the friendship... And they were close. The husband will eventually ask what happened. That's a situation that will probably take care of itself.
Man, you don't want to be on the other end of that question, though.
Oh,
when...
no, but I mean, what's the wife going to say? Oh, we're not friends anymore because she's mad I cheated on you. I don't think she's going
to
say that.
No, that's probably not something.
I don't think that's the answer she's going to give her husband.
I mean, unless she's bold and she's ready to leave her husband.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? But
yeah.
If you've been in this situation, would love to hear how you approached it because that's what Lauren is fishing for. Just some of that, I guess.
It's just a really tough position for her to be in because she is grappling with her own morals and, you know, disappointed in her friend for, you know, not living up to that standard. And now feeling like she's got this deep, dark secret
that she's got to keep.
She's harboring that she's got to keep now, you know, and keeping the husband in the dark.
502-795-1997 is our number, or you can message us. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. Kind of in the middle of a bestie group therapy where Lauren's best friend made a mistake and got with another guy, not her husband.
Yeah, it was girls' night out, and she ended up finding this guy, spent the night with him,
yep.
Told Lauren about it. So now Lauren is A, disappointed that her friend could do that, and B, now struggling with the fact that she's got this secret she feels like she has to keep from the husband.
Yeah, Lisa makes a comment and says, I think a lot of us have been in this position with a friend. A true friend will not support cheating on a spouse, so she needs to tell her friend that she does not support her behavior, and if she doesn't end the marriage or work through their problems, honestly, there's no hope for the friendship either.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Just say, listen, you need to figure it out. Like, if you, I'm not on board with you cheating on your husband while you're still married. If you feel like you're done with the marriage, then leave the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But don't keep cheating on him. Or if you want to work things out, then work things out and, you know, stop cheating. Brittany says, this is a no-win situation. If you tell him and she denies it, then you lose both of them. And this may complicate your husband's job. Because, yeah, her husband works with the other husband.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
If you don't tell him and he finds out that you knew, he may not forgive that one either. On the other hand, I would want someone to tell me, I wish I had some better advice for you, but I know it's a tough situation.
Yeah, Emma said that her best friend and she used to have a close friendship in college. And the friend had a long-term boyfriend of 4 years who also has a friend group that they'd sometimes hang out with, and they really thought that they were both going to get married until she came crying to them that she had gotten with his best friend. She wasn't really regretful or sad that she cheated. She just wanted to
do it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
They told her that she needed to tell her boyfriend to break up with him because you can't do that to him and then string him along. She refuses still to break up with him, but goes, quote, golfing several nights a week with said best friend.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
The friendship had ended, we were trying to figure out a way to tell the boyfriend what she's doing.
Man,
so, yeah.
Same situation.
She couldn't stay friends with someone that, yeah, I think that's the thing, is you keep pressing, and it's going to really hinge on how the friend is going to react to that pressure. Like, what is she going to do with that? Is she going to do the right thing, come clean, and try to fix the marriage, or is she going to leave the marriage?
Now, Destiny, you were the bestie in this situation who got with someone other than your husband.
My husband and I, we were actually split up a while ago for about 6 months. And during that time, I had, you know, I'd slept with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend at the time, I had told her, and she said, well, I feel uncomfortable with this situation. And if you're not going to tell him, I'm going to tell him. So she basically forced me to tell him, and that put a lot of strain on our relationship, mine and hers, and mine and his.
So how did it end up? Did you end up getting back with your husband?
Oh, yeah. My husband and I have been going strong for quite a few years now. But at that time, it was like a mutual decision that, you know, we wanted to figure things out.
So are you suggesting maybe that this sort of situation may be at play that Lauren doesn't know is happening with her best friend?
Yeah. I also feel like a good friend would know you well enough to know what makes you uncomfortable. And a good friend would not put you in a situation
like
that.
Yeah, I'm really shocked she told her to begin with, to be honest.
Yeah. It was rough there for a little bit, but I mean, ultimately, I am still upset with her because in the end, she was like, well, if it was me, you would have done the same thing. And I'm like, no, personally, that's not my business.
Mm. Yeah, true.
No, that's not my place to tell you what to do with your relationship.
Did anyone else think of the scene from Friends when Ross is like, it was on a break!
Yeah, we were on a break! 1,000% is exactly what popped in my head when you said that. We were separated, so you're telling me you were on a break.
You're on a break! All right, Destiny, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony from St. Matthews. Cheating is cheating. She's got to tell the husband. Friend needs to be like, if you don't, I will. Either way, I think the friendship is over.
So whether you are the one to drop the bomb on the husband, I don't know if that's the way to go, but maybe it's going through the best friend and literally doing what Destiny said her friend made her do. That put a great strain on it.
Well, and I think too, yes, that's what she's got to tell her friend, listen, for our friendship to continue, I can't live with what you did if you're going to just continue to either go outside the marriage or you know, be dishonest. You need to figure out, are you going to fix the marriage?
Figure your own relationship
recommit
out.
To that or end it.
Yeah.
And so that you can go live the life that you want to. But I can't stay in this friendship as long as you're making those choices and putting me in this position of knowing about it.
All right. We'll end it on that. Keep us posted. Thank you for reaching out to us, Lauren. That is group therapy. How about a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult? We'll introduce you to Tara calling us from Hillview. Hi there, Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tara, with a T. Tara's got brown hair, drives a Grand Prix, works for Zwicker Electronics, and has been
Electric. That's different.
Been committed relationship for 22 years.
Wow. That's a long time to be with someone. And then never like committed to marriage?
Since I was 15.
Look at that.
Wow.
Well, you know what?
You guys literally grew up together.
Absolutely.
Meant to be.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good, Tara. You know what? You're doing what works for you guys.
That's right. Just a piece of paper. What's in your heart that counts.
What's in your heart that counts.
Yes.
All right, Tara, we are playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yes. So you're going to hear three stories. You figure out is the person in the story a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple.
Okie doke.
Or is it?
Or is it? That's true. All right. Let's go. First one.
I broke a $200 bottle of wine playing spin the bottle.
Oh.
A $200 bottle of wine? We broke that?
Yeah, playing spin the bottle.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Could be a teenager thing.
I'm going to go with drunk adult. So I don't know if teenager would be considered a kid or not.
Yeah.
I guess.
Teenagers consider a kid. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say.
I'm going to stick with drunk adult, though.
Okay. You're still going to say drunk adult. Okay.
Could be college. College considered adult.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll stick with you on drunk adult.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult. Broke a $200 bottle of wine.
So I was a kid.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Oh, how old were we?
I was a senior in high school, and my parents were on a trip to Napa.
Okay. Senior in high school, getting in trouble there.
And it was my first time. They left me home alone. And I was sober when this happened, but a few buddies and some girls came over, and they wanted to place in the bottle. So I grabbed one of my dad's bottles of wine, and off we went. Well, one of the girls spun it really hard, and it shot off the kitchen table and onto the tile floor and went everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh,
was it red wine? No, that's not good.
They got in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. Texted mom and dad, hey, pick up an extra bottle of wine.
Of that $200 bottle of wine.
Just for yourselves, just because you deserve it.
Love you. All right.
Everything's fine.
0 for 1 there. Next one, Tara, little kid, drunk adult.
Well, I was bowling, and when I went to approach and swung the ball back, it came out of my hand and landed in a guy's lap. It landed where it did some damage.
Oh, a guy got bowling balled.
He got bowling balled.
He got bowling balled. Oh, that's got to be a drunk adult, right?
All right, what are you thinking, Tara?
Let's see. I've done that almost sober. It just didn't land in anybody's lap. So let's see. I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
Drunk adult. Okay.
I feel like the sheer power
that
would require.
Sure.
To be, you know, catapulted back.
Yeah, and you're thinking bowling lane.
Yes.
You're having some beers.
Right. Yes. Drunk adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't exactly a little kid. I was 12.
12 years old. Little kid.
Wow.
And I had gotten a new bowling ball, and I was going to use it or die trying. I couldn't figure out. I was only 12. I couldn't figure out why his eyes were so big and he was doubled over.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Oh, we are not doing well
in
this game.
No, you're not.
We're both 0 for 2.
All right, Tara.
I don't even like to bowl.
What's your favorite bowling lanes? Shout it out.
Executive Strike and Spare.
Oh, right over there by the fairgrounds?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, nice.
Good stuff.
Okay, last one, Tara. Little kid, drunk adult.
I ended up having to pee in the sink so I would not pee on myself.
Whoops. Hold up.
That's a drunk adult.
Bridesmaid's
moment. Hold a bridesmaid's moment. Look away!
Yeah. Oh, Tara's has been there, done that.
Okay. Tara's has been there, done that.
Without
even questioning, Tara was like, drunk adult, been there. Kelly, what are you thinking?
It has to be drunk adult, right? It has to.
Sure.
Just because they couldn't reach it if they were a little kid, right?
I think it has up there, I guess.
I mean, if you're 12.
That's true.
All right.
So, it has to be drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying.
Two are kids, right?
Drunk adult.
Playing the odds.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah,
drunk adult.
Finally got one right.
Yes.
Dang it.
We've all been there, right?
No, I haven't. Tara has, though. I'd like to hear Tara's story.
Tara, do you have a little kid drunk adult story?
How did you end up peeing in the sink?
One time at the White Castle on Outer Loop.
Uh-huh, yes, go on. Tara's about ready to implicate herself and get herself banned from the White Castle in Outer Loop.
I don't really eat there anymore anyway, so...
Burn it down.
It's all right. You know what? Sometimes when the stall is in use and you're like, I gotta go.
Yep.
I gotta go.
That'll do.
Do we even need to hear this person's?
I mean, why not?
Okay, sure.
My sister and I both really had to use the restroom really, really badly. And we were at White Castle and we fought over the bathroom and...
Are you kidding me? Why is White Castle under attack?
I don't know. White Castle's like, wait a second.
What did we do?
She won the toilet. And so I ended up having to pee in the sink so I would not pee on myself.
Are we sure this isn't Tara?
Tara? Our story is the exact same.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Tara, are you a ringer in this game? Did you know that we were going to actually play you?
No, I am not.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
That's too funny.
Because I couldn't have planned it any better.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Poor White Castle.
Poor White Castle.
Poor White Castle.
White Castle's rolling in with a little public service announcement. Please stop peeing in our sinks.
In our sinks. All right. Hey, Tara, congratulations. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Holiday World Splash Safari for you. Hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, all right? You've been a doll. Hang on.
Oh, we need more of those stories.
Yes.
And Tara, you can hang up and, you know, leave us a little voice note. Send us some more stories. I bet there's probably more.
Right.
We need a little voice note of you giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
And a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
There's a Staten Island deli manager named Wally. Told 12-year-old Zamir that if he got good grades, mm-hmm. he could have whatever he wanted in the store.
Okay.
So Zamir came back to reveal he made the honor roll viral video.
I told you I'd get honor roll.
No way. You did it?
Yeah.
No way. Let me see, man.
Look at this.
He did it. Okay, Zamir, go grab whatever you want.
All right.
He's a really smart kid. He came and showed me his grades the first time. And then I'm like, you know what? Let me see if he's going to keep going. And I would just want to encourage him.
I was like, I want to get honor roll. But then I get merit roll. And I'm like, I don't want merit roll. I want honor roll. So I kept trying and trying. And until the final 90 average, and I got honor roll. And I was so excited and happy. And I was like, all his hard work has paid off.
He just kept working hard and he deserves it.
Oh, how wow. great is yeah. that? So you're probably wondering what he picked. You could have anything in the store, right?
Right.
He got 4 individual bags of spicy sweet chili Doritos and some sandwich cookies.
Okay.
And so then Wally decided, you know what? That was such a great motivator for Zamir. I bet, you know, there are some other kids who would be motivated by saying, hey, you can pick anything in the store if you come back and show me that your grades were really, really good, improved.
Yeah.
And so he's been doing that with other kids, too. And you can see the
what?
Great videos. It's fantastic. It's such a great idea and so sweet of him. And, of course, Zamir is really excited by all the attention their video is getting. He was excited. He's like, he comes running back. They're going to interview me on the news. You can see all that at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Sarah rolls in on Twitter. JT, my love for throwback, please. He was here and I couldn't go.
Oh, no.
So this will have to do.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, a lot of people rolling in with the Justin Timberlake request for Throwback Thursday. Maybe we have to do more than one today.
Oh, maybe.
Throwbacks, 99.7 DJX. Let's go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Allison rolls in. My favorite time of the week where I'm late to work. Can I get some Nelly?
Yes. It's just automatically excused on Thursdays, isn't it?
I feel like it should be.
I feel like it is.
All right, let's do the dog bark here. That's more like a Scooby-Doo, I guess.
It was a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. No, we don't play the entire song. Don't have time for that.
No, we got to get to Megan's request. It's my friend Jesslyn's birthday. Play something for her.
All right.
This is your choice?
Yeah. How good of friends are you?
Oh, my God. This was never the way I planned. Ignoring my intention. For Megan and Jesslyn.
Got
a little innocent birthday request turned into that.
Yeah, I got a little present for you right over here.
Okay. Hey, Jessica from Recycle Floyd County says, hey, TBT friends. Celebrated 3 months with the man of my dreams yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
We bought a house. We're moving in this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Need some good life by One Republic.
Oh, One Republic?
Is this an adjacent request?
I just heard good life. Okay, well, we'll let this simmer for a hot sec, okay?
All right.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Ashley says it's Thirsty Thursday, even though I'm at work sipping coffee. I need to hear buy you a drink.
T-Pain did a Hawk 2 sort of parody of his song.
Hawk 2?
Yeah, he like posted it on X.
No, he did not.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
OMG.
Yeah, T-Pain. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Brittany rolls in, just very matter of fact. Sorry, not sorry. All right.
Okay.
We got you.
It's a statement and a request.
That's right. That's right. You know what? We're picking up what you're putting down. We got you.
Yep.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX, taking you on a little journey through time here.
Renee, this is my first TBT in a long time.
Oh.
I've been distracted by sleep.
Oh.
And Bridgerton.
Oh, Bridgerton.
But I'm homesick with pneumonia.
Oh, no.
So take me on a ride for the best TBT.
Okay. How about T.O.P. Ride, Throwback Thursday.
That works.
Little vibey song here.
Sure.
Sending good vibes your way. Throwback Thursday. I just want to stay. I die for you. That's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take a bullet. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Favorite Brad text. Hey, Ben Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Potty training my 3-year-old.
Oh, all right.
What you got for me?
How about that? Does that work?
Oh my God, everyone's gonna sing it like that from now on. You just changed Snoop to Poop permanently.
Throwback Thursday. When the pimps in the coop, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like perfect it's hot. Potty drop training like song here.
We permanently ruined like that song forever.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX, Mandy May, we got you. This we got a chance to hear a few weekends ago for M-merica. Forgot About Dre, Eminem.
How fun is that?
Yes, Dr. Dre, Throwback Thursday. One day I was walking by. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Got a tweet from Nikki. Peaches and cream, 112, kids. Ask your parents about this song.
This is going to take you back.
You know, maybe dancing on O'Malley's corner.
That's exactly what happened.
Peaches and cream, Throwback Thursday. Of you. Ooh, I love the smell of you. Girl, you know what I'm talking about. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
By the way, I gotta give a shout out to Carlos, the cashier at Publix.
Oh yeah?
Last night, he's so nice. He's like, Kelly K. I'm like, hey, don't miss Throwback Thursday. So I'm assuming he's tuning in, which is fantastic.
All right. Did Carlos give you like slide you a piece of paper and say, hey?
Nope. He was just amazing, gave me good service. He was asking if the kitty litter I was buying was for the studio.
Okay.
Could have been, but no. It was for oil spots in the garage. Anyway, Michael said, help me make these eggs. Shake it like a salt shaker.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Station Shake It.
Yeah.
Adjacent request.
I mean, I know Yin Yang Twins. I understand what he's asking for.
You're just not going to play it?
Well, I'm just... Does he want the shake it part or the salt part? I guess he's making eggs, right?
Yes.
Or is he talking about this? Shake it like a Polaroid picture, maybe?
Shake it like a Polaroid picture would work.
Shake it like that?
Yeah. Because you're also you're shaking the salt like that, too.
Careful not to put too much salt on it, though.
Yeah, don't.
You're
going to
ruin
much.
Your eggs.
Not too much.
Okay. There's this, too. Or you could shake it like a rump shaker.
Oh, yes.
You could do that, too.
Sassy eggs.
Just shake your rump, yeah. All right. I think we got a couple options there.
I think we successfully made the eggs with Michael.
We've made the eggs. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
For Michael's tasty eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Matt, morning.
Morning.
How about Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC if it doesn't ruin the vibe? Understand if it does, man. Thumbs up.
Kind of does, I guess. Dr. Aaron saw Justin Timberlake on Tuesday, brought Sexy back, so maybe this is a little bit more our vibe.
A little Side Street.
Side Street.
Side Street.
Still Justin.
West. It's still Justin.
Still Justin.
It's not the song he wants, though. But.
No, no. It's Throwback Thursday, though.
Okay.
Get you sexy, y'all. Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Robin tweets. By the way, now that they're calling it X, what do you say? What's the verb of like sending a post on X? It's not tweet.
I guess posts on X.
You know what? I'm just gonna say tweet. Robin tweets. We heart TBT. Ben and Kelly.
That's great.
We're driving to camp. Kids need Survivor. Destiny's Child. Oh, I guess if you're going to camp.
Oh.
Gotta survive.
Right. But camp is fun.
Camp is fun.
Camp is totally fun.
Depends on what camp they're going to, I guess.
Okay.
I mean.
Is there a not fun camp out there? I haven't heard of one. All camps are pretty fun.
Well, this one time at band camp. Throwback Thursday. Hey, it's Throwback Thursday. Good morning. Hi, how are you? Yes, Jared says prison camp would not be fun, I bet.
There's
you're right.
A prison camp?
You know what? I would imagine you probably don't elect to
prison.
Go there.
Yes, if you get chosen.
Yeah, if you get chosen to go to prison camp.
You can call it prison camp, sure.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Lily rolls in, riding into work with mom. Know any good car ride songs? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I know they talk about a car. And a bridge.
I don't think it goes well, though.
What? Oh, no! All right. Well, be careful. Wear your seatbelt. What? Wear your seatbelt. Throwback Thursday. Bitch. That's what it says.
Watch your mouth. That was
Sometimes you just got to say the unedited version out loud.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, I'm just tossing this out there. I saw that Allison requested the last song so that she could stay out of work as long as possible.
she wants the last song.
She wants the last song so that she can have a reason to stay out.
Well,
of
it better be good.
Well. She wanted Beyonce. But then Andrew was like requesting Good Charlotte for his wife. And how
well, we just played
that?
Beyonce.
Okay, well then, oh, that's right. Then you already got it, Allison. Sorry, it wasn't the last song. Andrew, this is yours. Good Charlotte for your wife.
All right.
Yeah. Making everybody happy.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. There it is. Hard, fast in your ear.
Wow.
Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back to back to back.
We appreciate and love all of you individually. Amy from Charlestown, so sorry we did not get to any of your requests.
What did we not do?
I love realizing it's TBT.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great realization when you turn on the radio and you're like, oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I realize not a lot of people like set a reminder in their phone for Thursday morning at 8:30.
But maybe you should.
But so it can be kind of a fun, pleasant little surprise when you're just like, oh, you turn on the radio and you're like, oh, that's what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yep, every Thursday from about 3 to about 9, it's Throwback Thursday. Both you and I have daughters that are teenagers.
Preteen, yes.
Well, yeah. And this is going to be a thing. Well, I have older daughters too, but they're out of the house now. So what they do is what they do. But this is going to be a thing maybe that you're going to experience. I'm going to experience where they get a little boyfriend or a friend or something like that.
Stop talking
and
right now.
And then the question of, hey, can we have a sleepover?
Stop talking right now.
So this, they just turned 18.
Oh, gosh.
Sweet, sweet young kids.
I'm not ready for any of this.
So she made a PowerPoint presentation to to present to present to her boyfriend's parents to allow them to have an innocent sleepover.
An innocent sleepover when they're dating.
Yep.
Okay.
She laid out the facts. They put it on the big screen.
Let's hear the points.
The parents were filming this.
There's two 18-year-olds. You guys think there's going to be sex. Understandable. So we're going to go over your concerns in the slideshow.
Yeah, so she's like, I know what you're already thinking.
I get it. We're, I see your concerns, and I'm going to put them to rest.
Yep, exactly.
Babies, never.
Babies, never.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, all right, don't want babies.
Want not going to do what causes that.
Not going to do that.
Okay.
Sex means babies equal broke. And I'm not trying to be broke.
I'm not trying to be broke. Right. Babies equal broke. Okay. She's like, I'm not trying to be broke.
All right.
Working off of Walmart.
Yeah.
And if you guys need a little bit more, here's her grades. All A's, one B. Oh my
God. Yeah, she's got good grades.
All A's, one B.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, so there was a few other things, but yeah, that was the gist of it.
But the biggest point, leading with the whole, I'm not trying to be broke.
I understand what you're
babies.
Already
I get it.
Thinking.
I get it.
Are you convinced?
Do you think it worked? Here's the dad.
It's not convincing me at all.
Not convincing me at all.
Oh, dad's going to be harder to win over.
Now, to be fair, the parents did end up saying yes.
Oh.
Would that work on you?
No, sir. Nope.
Your daughter?
Nobody, nope, nope.
Your daughter comes in like, hey, mom.
That's what she sounds like.
Sorry. <I'm...
laughs> Wow.
Or no, better
I'm
yet.
Offended
better
on
yet.
Behalf of my
sorry,
daughter.
Sorry. No, no, no. Let's do this. Your daughter, sorry, your son's girlfriend rolls in and is like, all right. Jake's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my slideshow presentation. Why we need to have a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. It's going to depend a lot on the girl.
It's going to
depend a lot on the girl.
And your sweet, sweet boy.
And my sweet, sweet innocent boy.
Your sweet,
my sweet
boy.
Sweet, sweet innocent innocent boy. I already know he's just like, we'll stay in the bonus room. He's already got it decked out.
Is that
he's got LED lights up there? That's his chill lounge.
Is that an area that can be accessed from? Okay.
Yeah, it's over the garage, and so that's where they have the sleepovers.
Yeah.
So far, just his buddies.
Right.
Yeah.
At some point, there may be someone of the opposite sex that rolls in.
Allegedly, he's snapping someone.
Oh, all right. So it could be on the way. So there, you could have the sit down, and hey, this is why. And if they laid out those points, I'm an A student. We don't want babies.
But here's my thing. If she lives out of town, maybe. But if we're living in town,
she lives out of town,
no way, no reason to have a sleepover if she lives in town.
Well, I mean,
if it's a long distance thing, she's coming in for the weekend. That's different.
If it's a long distance thing and coming in for the weekend, you know that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying I'd lay down rules.
Because they don't see each other.
I would listen to the PowerPoint presentation is what I'm saying. I probably wouldn't listen to it if they just, you know, she lives in town somewhere. Like, you can sleep in your own house. You guys can go on dates.
Yeah, to be fair.
And then say goodnight.
To be fair, I don't know if I'm allowing that either.
I was going to say, are you allowing Zoe to go give a presentation like that to her boyfriend's parents? Are you on board with that? Are you signing that off
well,
on that?
Thankfully,
okay, honey, good luck.
Thankfully, we're not there right now.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
But anyways, that was funny.
Made for a funny video.
Yeah, we'll post it on X, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can kind of see it, the whole presentation there.
The objection handlers were strong. They were strong.
Yes, that's for sure. All right, still to come this hour, feel good stories, setting the bar stories, all that coming up. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.70 JX. How about a feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning.
You didn't know it, but you needed to hear about dog besties bringing the neighborhood together.
Okay, tell me.
Nicole and Ty moved into a new house, instantly had a neighbor welcoming them in the form of their four-legged neighbor, PETA.
Okay.
PETA comes to the door every day, scratches on it to play with their dog, Fia.
Okay.
That led to a new bond with PETA's humans, and now they're friends.
She has her parents' permission to come knock on our door anytime she'd like to come over and play. With our dog, Fia, we would play fetch, tug of war. We'll spend time together. We might give her a couple of treats, and then we would walk her back home. When I would come home from work, I would already see PETA sitting there at our door, patiently waiting to be let in to play with Thea.
Isn't that adorable? That's cute. I mean, they even have sleepovers. So they have doggy sleepovers. It's adorable. You need to see the video because they are so cute playing together. They just, this is like, is one of the most, if you could like see a personality in a dog,
yeah,
this dog has a big personality.
All right.
You can check it out at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 JX. Time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is kind of a situation we hope you don't find yourself in, right?
Okay.
If you've ever bought anything online, which probably 99.7% of the people within the sound of my voice right now.
I see what you did there.
It's a lot of times sight unseen. Like you see a picture of it, but you don't get to like touch it and feel it.
Yeah, and if it's a really big purchase, like a car.
Yeah, what if the item you bought was hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Wow.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without buying a $275,000 car sight unseen, you're doing okay.
I mean, that's a big purchase. I will say this, though. I've bought a couple of cars.
Online.
Sight unseen.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I did talk to a person.
Sure.
They were from dealerships.
Sure.
So, and but they were, it was honestly one of the easiest buying experiences I ever had. I had it shipped right to my my driveway.
Well, that's what Alan was hoping.
Okay.
Alan, all he wanted was a Mercedes G-Wagon. Alan's doing all right.
Okay.
The G-Wagon he found was in Florida.
What, didn't have one locally. Had to go outside the area.
Yeah, maybe didn't have one
shipped.
Yeah, maybe didn't have one that he liked locally, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Hawaii has G-Wagons on the island.
Probably.
Anyways, found one in Florida, was doing some negotiating, all that stuff, was talking to the owner.
Yeah.
Bought it. Wired the money.
Okay.
275 G's.
When am I going to see it? When is it getting shipped?
Then ghosted.
He acknowledged that he had received both of the wires.
Yeah, so he sent him two.
Like, yep, I
two
got
payments,
your money.
Two payments, yep.
And that he would be shipping the car to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, am I going to get like a tracking number on that?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, I'll call, follow up with you on the tracking number on that old G-Wagon that you ordered.
Okay.
At that point, I'm getting worried because now we've missed two shipping deadlines. I've tried to call them. I've tried to email them. I've tried to text them.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and they're non-responsive.
Now listen, boy. I'm not going to shame him for buying a $275,000 Mercedes G-Wagon. This could be a $10,000, you know, used Toyota.
You should get what you pay
exactly,
for.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's a proper business practice.
And so he was literally calling and calling and calling, literally ghosted him.
Did he find him on Facebook Marketplace?
So then, finally, like, he went to, you know how Wave does these investigative reports?
Right, you go to the local news.
Yeah, he went to the news, and the news actually did some legwork and made a connection with the dealer. And so the dealer then promised the news, all right, I'll refund the guy's money.
Okay. So they couldn't even produce the actual car. They're just like, all right, you got us. We're just going to send them.
No, and see, here's the thing that they've done before.
Wow.
They have done this very same thing before and said, oh, yeah, sorry, someone bought the car.
And then they don't give refunds? Oh, wow.
I mean,
how have they not been caught before this?
How are they not?
If they've done that before.
Yeah. So
that's straight up fraud.
So, yeah, for sure. So Alan luckily got his money back. Hopefully he'll soon be able to get his G-Wagon so he can, you know, live like the rap songs.
He should post something, though, you know, on social media.
Well,
post
Alan's,
a news story and
listen,
put this guy on blast.
Alan's 78 years old.
Oh, he probably doesn't
He might have
the Facebooks.
He's probably not really big on TikTok or anything like
probably
that.
Probably not TikTok.
Anyways, your setting the bar story
oh,
is
wow.
one that maybe we've all been in where you buy something and...
Especially if it's a large purchase.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's try to vet the seller a little more carefully.
Well, I bet Alan will.
Oh, he will.
Yeah. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, and real quick sports action here.
Oh, sports. What's happening
in
sports?
Which, by the way, this is the last month where there's not going to be a football game for the rest of the year.
Oh, football starting that soon?
Well, August.
No, that's true.
We're in July.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I'm not getting, and that's what I'm not talking about.
Okay.
PRP High School. Baseball
yes.
team.
Look at that.
They got an honorary day in the city thanks to the mayor who proclaimed yesterday as PRP High School Baseball Day because they brought home their 7th state championship and first since 2017.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All the winning.
It's PRP Baseball State Championships Day in the city. I don't know how you celebrate, but the boys down there in PRP, I'm sure they're celebrating.
They should pretty much get everything for free that day, right?
Well, we have a day, Kelly, and we don't.
We don't get everything for free. Dang it. There should be a better perk package that comes with having a day.
You say that like a question. Like, we haven't lived with having a day for a few years now. And,
yeah.
And there's no...
I've never fully investigated it.
There's no benefit to having it. It's
there
just kind
be,
of a
though.
Pat on the back like, hey, we've got one.
We should push for a perk package that comes with the declaration. Like, along with this, this is what it gets you.
I'll send an email to the mayor's office
All right.
and see what we can...
I'm sure they're going to respond very quickly.
I'm sure.
With some great options.
Listen. They don't have anything else going on in the
they
city.
They don't.
Yeah.
They That's need to, obvious.
they need to handle our needs
Absolutely.
First.
Absolutely. Ben and Kelly need more perks.
Congrats. Sorry, we sidestepped a little bit.
We did a little bit. Sorry, it's about PRP.
Yeah, it's about PRP.
Baseball.
Congrats to PRP. High school baseball team. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. When your bestie cheats on her husband and you know about it.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Oh,
that's a tough pill to swallow.
That's where Lauren is living right now, and she's not sure she can continue living that way stay in the friendship.
I was going to say, that was our group therapy this morning. I mean, we've got plenty of people who chimed in. A listener texted in. I would tell the husband myself, honestly, if they're really good friends, she knows her well enough to know that she would be uncomfortable with this situation, and a good friend wouldn't put you in an uncomfortable situation.
I would put pressure on the friend to tell her husband
before I
go straight to the husband, because that's a coworker of her husband.
I was going to say, and no matter how well you know that guy, you know, your bestie is your, because the bestie is the friend first.
Yes.
So I think take care of that.
We kind of landed on the fact she's got to put pressure on her friend. Listen, you need to make this right. You either leave the marriage or you rededicate yourself to fixing your marriage.
Right.
But I can't sit here and watch you, you know, cheat on your husband and be okay with that.
Yeah. So there's that to catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. We argued what the opposite of water is.
Which is dumb, because then we got some text messages.
Well, Miranda said, it's like... what's the opposite of tree? Not Miranda,
exactly.
But yeah, someone else.
It's like you're just opening a wormhole nobody needs to open. If we're going to look at every object, what's the opposite of a drape? A curtain.
A blind?
Okay. Listen, this is a slippery slope.
Well, we kind of landed on land, right?
Well, that's
being
where
the opposite
you landed.
Of water.
That's where you landed,
where
Google and Siri landed. You have that to back you up.
You're staying in the ice world.
I was staying in the ice world. I liked All your right. first answer of ice better, being the solid form of the liquid water.
All right, I guess
I was looking at properties. Like, what are the opposite properties of it?
Listen, Samantha started us down this path, and she didn't even. She didn't even
she
care.
She was fighting with her friends about
it. She didn't even
it.
Care.
She drug us into it.
I
don't even know what their answers were. We came up with a myriad of
well,
fire
what, remember
and air
one of them said,
another.
Remember, one of them said milk.
Milk.
And the
I
other
don't
one,
think
another
is
one
a
said
valid
sand.
Answer. Sand is probably not a valid answer either. And we determined that land, though, is an iffy answer, because combining water and land gets you mud. That's a gray area right there, isn't it, my friend? It is.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, no?
No?
Okay. Are you just denying? Are you a mud denier?
That's more dirt.
It's mud.
It's more dirt. No, I'm saying it's
mud.
It's more,
has its own name.
I know, but I'm saying it's more dirt and water combined make mud.
Land is dirt.
No, land can be stone.
Land is dirt.
Land is a
sediment.
Lead. Are you saying stone can't be land?
Land is?
Yeah, what is land? All right. We've got to stop.
This hurts my brain.
Stop.
It's physically painful.
Literally, Ryan is tapping on the glass going, are you guys fighting again?
Stop.
Yeah,
stop, right. Mommy and Daddy. Stop fighting about land and water. Stupid. Dumb.
Again, land could be more than just dirt.
Okay. Stop. Okay. You have to be right. You have to have the last word and be right. Like, we're going to end it on me having the right answers.
All right, fine. You say your thing.
We're going to agree to disagree.
Say your piece, Kelly. Take us out.
I don't care about this debate.
Take us out, Kelly.
I just want to talk about chocolate. The opposite being vanilla. Tastier debate.
Okay, fine. You can have that.
Thank you.
You can have that.
All right.
All right. Anything else you may have missed, you can find it on the YouTube channel or WDJX.com.
They're not gonna watch you after that.
Tap listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.